tucked away high in the rugged mountains of Biokratska Gora National Park in northern Montenegro, Dunker's farmhouse is enveloped by pine forest and steep green meadows, sprinkled with grazing sheep.
We have a lot of animals, cows, chickens, dog, like husky, then horses, pigs, small cow babies. They are free. They have all freedom of this world.
Even her cows know what time to come home in the evening, but they wear bells around their neck just in case.
This is their house, so they know. So if cows go in the morning at 9, they came at 7.
Her house is off the grid, everything runs on solar, and the water is collected from a nearby stream. But what's really special about Dunker's place is the so-called katuns, centuries-old temporary settlements once used by nomadic herders.
Tourists like to sleep there. It's typical for the mountain. It's not bungalow. That's a small hut which shepherds use before many years for sleeping by to keep their sheep from the wolves or bears.
Okay, let's go in.
All right. Do you want me to take my shoes off? Are you okay?
Yeah. Katuns aside, the other big draw card for tourists is, of course, the local cuisine.
We have organic food, always organic. We have blueberries, mushrooms, everything, actually everything. We didn't buy anything in market, that's the best.
Dunker certainly isn't your typical farmer. The 30-year-old is an avid Instagram user and enjoys dancing to music while collecting blueberries from the mountains. Like many other young people in Montenegro, Dunker graduated from university but could not find a job. She saw the potential of the family farm and now runs an agro-tourism business. She hosts tourists at the Katuns and offers them guided tours, hiking and horse trailing through the mountains, as well as lessons in traditional cheese making.
This is the first year of tourist season, and it's a very good season, very busy. July was completely full with guests. I didn't expect so much guests.
Dunker is one of many local farmers across the northern region being supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The joint project offers Dunker and other rural households with workshops and trainings that link food production with tourism. Together with the Ministries of Agriculture and Tourism and a local NGO called the Regional Development Agency, this initiative is helping preserve traditional Montenegrin cuisine and food production practices, while also diversifying farmers' incomes, explains Jelena Kričević, director of the Regional Development Agency.
Because we work with small producers, trying to figure out solutions for them, for their products, how to get to the market and to get them to have incomes that they need to survive in villages.
In Montenegro, smallholder farmers rely on traditional agricultural practices for their livelihoods, which means a poor blueberry harvest or honey season can have detrimental impacts on rural households. In addition to supporting farmers with agro-tourism, the project also encourages rural households and restaurants to cook traditional Montenegrin cuisine.
We did trainings for the cooks and chefs from the different hotels and restaurants in this area. We also invited rural households active in rural tourism to attend those trainings. We have some young people like Danka who have not been much into traditional cooking, so they also got an opportunity to learn, and we are hoping that with this activity farmers will make incomes.
One restaurant that took part in the training is the Serda Hotel and Restaurant near Mojkovice. On today's menu, kaimak, creme chorba od champignone, and kachamak, served with potatoes and cheese.
We believe it's very important to preserve the old recipes and traditional dishes and to use traditional ingredients. By doing so, we preserve the traditional flavors and aromas that we are well known for.
Serving traditional Montenegrin dishes like these directly support the local farmers, says restaurant owner Plana Pejovic.
Wherever possible, we use local products and ingredients. While we are somewhat limited by the range, our veal, potatoes, vegetables and dairy products are all sourced from local farmers.
The restaurant sells products from local farms, like blueberry juice and honey, as souvenirs for tourists.
The majority of our customers come from abroad. They are Russians, French, German and Czech.
Back in the mountains, as the sun sets and the cows return home, Danka and Agnieszka, a tourist from Poland, descend from the hills above.
So how many kilometres did you do?
We've done 16 kilometres today. And total time, 6 hours. It was amazing. Yeah. It was really, really nice.
What was the highlight?
The top of the mountain, of course, the Black Head. It's really, really nice. It's gorgeous. And a chat with Danka, of course, on the way.
My life changed a lot. I have maybe to work more, work harder, but it's a very nice because you meet different people and you can also earn money. You have that job, it's sure. And just I'm happy because I'm doing this. And that changed everything.
With these pristine landscapes, authentic Montenegrin cuisine and hospitality, it might sound cheesy, but this could just be the perfect recipe.